Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, yes. My name is Alicia. I'm wondering, I see a charge on my credit card, and I'm noticing that it's a reoccurring, and I'm just wanting to know what exactly is the product.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Sure, it's 98248.
Thank you for that. And name on the account?
I'm Alicia Irvin.
You said the last name was Urban?
Yes.
I'm not pulling up an account under that name with the zip code 98248 with an account with us. Could the account have a different name or zip code on there?
Alicia is the name. The last name is Irvine with an I. IRV is in Victor, INE.
Yes, ma'am, and that's not pulling up any account under that zip code with that name, ma'am.
So is there a Feliciana Irvine?
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
7215 Valley View Road, Ferndale, Washington.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $49.97 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which I'm showing being a member will get you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store where you'd be able to utilize that gift card each month through the site or until you would call in to cancel.
What exactly is the product?
It was for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store, which being a member would get you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store where you'd be able to utilize that gift card each month through the site or until you would call in to cancel, ma'am.
Was this like done in store?
I'm showing where you were initially charged on the 26th of November, $6.70 for the Wi-Fi booster shipping cost for that welcome gift for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store, ma'am.
December 6th. Looking back. That was my daughter's birthday, so I'm just trying to see what's going on that day.
I apologize, you
Basically.
have broken up. Could you repeat that?
Oh, I'm just looking. You said December 6th was the first day I was charged.
No, ma'am, November the 26th.
Oh, 26th. Okay, hold on just a moment. I'll go back. December 28th.
No, ma'am, November the 26th.
Oh, November. November. Okay, so
Yes, ma'am.
November is so the day after. Okay, and what exactly did I get that day?
It was
Why
the
did I buy
shipping
them?
costs for the Wi-Fi booster for joining that Factory Direct Club Savings Store, where you just pay for that shipping cost for the Wi-Fi booster to receive just that welcome gift, ma'am.
Oh, shoot. That little tiny thing?
Yes, ma'am.
It was the shipping cost. It was $49.
No, ma'am, the shipping cost was $6.70. The membership fee for the Factory Direct Club Savings Store was the $49.97, ma'am.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for a membership.
Okay, I will cancel out the account so that there won't be any future. And at this time, the account is closed. And I do also have a cancellation reference number I can give you for the closure of the account as well, if you would like.
How much can you credit back?
Now, would I be able to do off the January 31st charge? I'd be able to do a credit back of 1994 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so you're crediting the account only $19.95, and then if I need to talk to my credit card company, then I just obviously have to contact them.
Ma'am, if you were to dispute that charge with your credit card company, I wouldn't be able to issue that credit off that charge.
November and December and January.
Well, I would only be able to assist off the most recent charge on the account, which would be that January 31st charge, ma'am. But let me ask my supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about that. Wait, I did speak to my supervisor, and she did say the most the system would allow me to credit back off that January 31st charge be a credit of $25 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
For November or what day, January, you said, right?
Yes, ma'am, for the January 31st charge.
Okay. And then you said that there was something to do with a a confirmation number you were going to give me?
Yes, ma'am, it will be see as in cancel 62 63 28.
Okay, I'm gonna call back about the other charges, but I just want to cancel going forward, and I want to see what's gonna happen about the other stuff.
Ma'am, with the charges, I'm only able to assist off the most recent charges on the account, which would be that January 31st charge. I wouldn't be able to do anything off those prior charges. I do apologize.
So I'm just gonna cancel going forward and figure the rest out with my credit card company.
Well, let me ask my supervisor to see if there is anything else I can do off those charges. Hold on. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about that. Wait, I did speak to my supervisor, and she did say this one time I'd be able to do a full refund back off the January 31st charge of $49.97, which will show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, I think I'd just still rather talk to the credit card company. I think I probably can get further with them.
Ma'am, I'm only able to assist off the most recent charges on the account, but let me see if I can get you transferred over to a supervisor so they can further assist you. I'll get you transferred.